שתי טלבט מיין היימל ווין יחוב מיין קינדר שיואר פארברא Kinder lech dort gelacht. A jeden Schabbis pfleg ich laufen dort mit der Trinne gleich. Sitzen hinter dem grünen...
Well, shalom, as we listen to the wonderful Barry sisters with their classic bells. I'm welcoming you to another program of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. You know, the first hour is usually a mix, and this particular hour will be an hour of Jewish music for women, by women. You know, I decided this a few years back with the many thousands of female recordings that I have. Periodically, I am devoting an hour to exclusively female singers, and that was the way I came to grips with certain issues. For those of you who are listening, I'm sure you'll enjoy this particular program. You know how to reach me very easily at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. The first hour is the mix, the second hour is Chazanis, and we've been experimenting for the third hour with playing complete albums of Jewish recordings, Jewish comedy, that is, Jewish comedy from the past. Let's get back to Bells, Barry Sisters. Yes, my little shtetl bells. Okay, we'll next hear a classic, another classic. This is Shane V.D. Lavuna, the Barry Sisters. Beautiful is the Moon.
Shane V.D. Lavuna, lechtig wie die Sterne, von Himmel am Atune, bist die Mirze geschehen. Mein Glück hab ich gewinnen, wenn ich hab dich gefunden. Scheinst wie tausend Sinnen, hast mein Herz begleitet. Deine zähnlich weiße Perle, schöne Augen, deine Kinderlich, deine Herrlich, hast mich zu gezeugen, schöne wie die Lebune, lächtig wie die Sterne, den Himmel am Atune, bist die Mirze geschehen. Gewinnen, wenn ich hab dich gefunden, scheint's wie tausend Himmel, wo hast mein Herz verglichen? Deine Sehnsüchte, weiße Perle, mit deinen schönen Augen. Deine Sehnsüchte, deine Herle, mit deinen schönen Augen, hast du mir dann sicher so geschehen, wird dir wohnen.
Okay, the Barry sisters. Well, a few weeks ago, Helen and I had the pleasure of attending a choir camp. This was put out or produced by our friend Mutti Lazar. It was in the Catskills, and there were about 400 people attending. It was just a very enthusiastic, very, very wonderful group of people. And I had the pleasure of giving three presentations at that gathering. My Yesler's World, that's the life of Yesler Rosenblatt with a PowerPoint. The Essential Cantor, which really traces the life of the cantor from the destruction of the Second Temple to present day. Then the third was Jewish comedy, which I've been presenting for about 35 years. Just as an aside, if you are in charge of programming for your Jewish organization, shul or whatever, I have two other presentations that will be done soon. One is a history of Yiddish music, and the second is an overall history of Jewish music. So you'll have five different presentations to select from. Okay, at that gathering, I had the pleasure of meeting two wonderful women, young women. One was cantor Deborah Kochko Gray, and the other Rebecca Teplow. And most of this program will be featuring these two outstanding female singers. We'll first begin with cantor Deborah Kochko Gray. She grew up in a distinguished family of cantors. She studied with her father, cantor Theodore Kochko, and with several mentors, including Elie Wiesel. She is a fourth-generation cantor and the second female in her family to serve a conservative congregation. At Boston University, Professor Elie Wiesel encouraged her to continue in this family tradition. Since 1999, Deborah has served Temple Shirath Israel in Ridgewood, Connecticut, and is active in the greater community. Her grandfather was Adolf Kochko, and her father, Theodore. One more that Elie Wiesel said about her, and I'm quoting, "Both perceptive and sensitive, Debbie is well equipped to translate Jewish experience in song and prayer. This she will do with grace and passion. Debbie will enable you to hear and feel the exquisite yet melancholy beauty of Jewish melodies that must never be forgotten." That's very, very, very complimentary and very true comments. Okay, so let's get right to our first selection with a cantor, Deborah Kochko Gray, and this will be Hashki Venu. Tova milfoot Deborah Kochko Gray. This next selection is rather different, to say the least. It features three generations. Adolf Kochko, the grandfather, Theodore, the father, and Deborah Kochko, the granddaughter and daughter. Adolf was recorded in 1945, Theodore in 1994, and Debbie in 2013. This will be Ki Kashimcha.
Thank you.
Okay, next we'll hear Deborah Kosko Gray with Chetzi Kaddish.
Yid gadal v'yid kadash shema
Shit.
To another album. By the way, those of you who wish to contact Cantor Kotchko Gray, it's simple. Her website, www.cantordebbie.com, D-E-B-B-I-E, cantordebbie.com. She has several albums, and I'm sure that you'll find them most enjoyable. We're going to hear Et Dodim. This is a Yemenite selection. Next here, mein Ruheplatz, my resting place, a Yiddish selection.
Die such mich nur.
dir mit grinen, gefinst mich dort nie mein Schatz, wo Lebenswölken bei Maschinen, dort ist mein Ruheplatz, dort ist mein Ruheplatz. Don't look for me where myrtles blossom, there you'll never see my face, where lives are wasted in the factory, there you'll find my resting place, there you'll find my resting place. Ich such mich vor die Vögel singen, gefinst mich dort nie mein Schatz, a Sklav bin ich, wo Ketten klingen, dort ist mein Ruheplatz, dort ist mein Ruheplatz. Don't look for me where birds are singing, there you'll never see my face, I'm a slave where chains are ringing, there you'll find my resting place, there you'll find my resting place.
Cantor Deborah Kochko Gray. And as I mentioned, I met her at the Catskills retreat run by cantor, maestro Mutti Lazar. And I had the pleasure, I have played Debbie's recordings in the past, but this next grouping is a premiere for me. I always enjoy hearing some new music, and the thing that I like, aside from the beautiful voice that Rebecca Teplow has, is the fact that she has composed all of these selections, which is a rarity, if you will. Okay, we'll be playing from her CD, Cave. Rebecca Teplow began her musical path as a classically trained violinist. After graduating from the prestigious High School of Performing Arts, Rebecca then went on to pursue a degree in music performance, where she studied under violinist Yitzchak Perlman and composer Robert Starrer. Eventually, her thoughts turned from instrumental performance to the creation of music. Zalman Mletik, artistic director of the National Yiddish Theater Volksbühne, states, Rebecca Teplow's new CD, Cave Hope, is a must for anyone with interest in new music to the Holy Scriptures. haunting as well as soothing. Her songs resonate on a deep emotional level. Fresh and new, evoking the ancient and deeply spiritual. Tanya Krim, writing in the New Jersey Jewish Standard, described Rebecca's voice as powerful and mellifluous. And I agree with that. We're going to hear some very, very beautiful selections. They're new. And by the way, you might, if you ever want to reach Rebecca, it's very simple. RebeccasCD@gmail.com. R-E-B-E-C-C-A-S, RebeccasCD@gmail.com. Okay, our first selection is Va'ani. Let me make sure I have this set up correctly. No, I don't. Please bear with me 1 second. Okay, here we go. Va'ani.
ואני בחסדך פתחתי, ואני בחסדך פתחתי, יקר ליבי בישועתך, ואני בחסדך פתחתי.
Patachti, I guess it means I opened something. Poteach. Eso Einai next.
Esa enai el heharim.
נהרים. אשא עיניי אל ההרים, מאין יבוא עזרי, מאין יבוא עזרי, עזרי.
What a sweet, cool voice, right? Let's hear next. This is Nachon Libi, Rebecca Teplow.
Devotee.
okay. rather different. Okay. These are all original from Rebecca Teplow. We'll hear Ani Ma'amin. One more selection of Rebecca Teplow. This will be Gam Ki Eilech, 23rd Psalm.
Come, keep.
imadi ki ata imadi ki ata
Well, the last several selections were a premiere for the program. Rebecca Teplow, and original recordings, original compositions by her. I hope you found it of interest as I did, and very, very enjoyable. Let's go on to closing with a couple, two or three Yemenite selections. This is Ora Sitner. The first selection will be Kiria Yefifio. I've got to get the correct pronunciation. Yefefia. This is a Yemenite selection. Ora Sitner.
Kiria yefeifia, masos learaik. Kiria yefeifia, masos learaik. mana atele malke revesaraich irene mana atele malke revesaraich yomes gera eskera ifat teva es gera ifat teva lach kaleta nafshi lishkon chatzerai lach kaleta nafshi lishkon chatzerai mitneni mitneni auf kayona mitneni mitneni auf kayona beshakava shakavanai khonen afarai lo shaketan nafshi miyom nedodraya lo shaketan nafshi yom ne dodraya mi yom gelot banim mi beit megurayich mi yom gelot banim mi beit
rather different, wouldn't you say? Ora Sittner, next selection, La Midbar, the desert.
La Midbar Sa'enu Alda B'shot Gmalim Al Tzaveihem Yetzalzelu Pamonim Gdolim
Barça
Okay, one more selection. This is Orcha Bamidbar. And as I recall, Moti Lazar with the Zamir has recorded it. And I think it's a depiction of the camels crossing the desert. Let's see if my memory is correct. Okay, our last selection. Just visualize those camels crossing the desert with the bells ding-dong. Okay, that was it. And this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this hour of Jewish music for women by women. Stay tuned for the second hour, which will be strictly Chazonis, and the third hour featuring another full-length album of Jewish humor. If you have any comments or requests, just get in touch with me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Shalom, everyone.